Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Ralph Lauren Corporation, an iconic global leader in the design, marketing, and distribution of premium lifestyle products, including apparel, accessories, and home furnishings. Known for its timeless style and luxury appeal, Ralph Lauren has built a strong brand that resonates with consumers around the world. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the fashion and retail sector. Let's dive in.
Ralph Lauren has maintained a strong presence in the luxury fashion industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like stat, score bias, and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in brand management and product development strategies?
Status quo bias is a significant factor in Ralph Lauren's decision-making, particularly in brand management and product development strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize maintaining their classic and timeless brand image rather than taking risks on bold new designs or significantly altering their product offerings. While this focus on tradition helps preserve the brand's luxury status and customer loyalty, it may also limit Ralph Lauren's ability to innovate or attract younger, trend-conscious consumers who are looking for something fresh and new. The availability heuristic is another important consideration, where Ralph Lauren might focus on promoting their most iconic and recognizable products, such as the polo shirt, potentially overlooking opportunities to develop or market new lines that could diversify their appeal.
This focus on maintaining a strong brand identity and promoting well-known products has helped Ralph Lauren build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistency and brand equity in the fashion sector.
Exactly. Ralph Lauren's emphasis on brand preservation and reinforcing their core products has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the luxury fashion industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as consumer preferences continue to evolve with the rise of digital fashion and sustainable practices.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Ralph Lauren Corporation. As a global fashion brand with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Ralph Lauren, given their role in shaping cultural trends and providing products that resonate with consumers from diverse backgrounds. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and meeting the needs of different consumer segments. A diverse workforce within Ralph Lauren can help the company better understand the preferences and expectations of a global audience, leading to more inclusive and innovative product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining creativity and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like fashion, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Ralph Lauren not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible fashion. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Now, let's compare Ralph Lauren Corporation to other companies in the fashion and retail sector, like LVMH, Burberry, and PVH Corp. How do Ralph Lauren's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Ralph Lauren's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the fashion and retail sector, such as LVMH, Burberry, and PVH Corp, particularly in their approach to brand management, product development, and market adaptation. Ralph Lauren's emphasis on maintaining a classic and timeless brand image appeals to investors looking for consistency in the luxury fashion sector. LVMH, known for its portfolio of luxury brands and focus on high-end fashion, appeals to those interested in growth through a diversified approach to luxury goods. Burberry, with its strong focus on British heritage and digital innovation, offers a more modern approach to luxury fashion, while PVH Corp's emphasis on mass-market fashion and global reach positions it as a leader in the broader apparel industry. Ralph Lauren's focus on balancing brand integrity with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike LVMH or Burberry, which have a broader focus on luxury goods or digital innovation, Ralph Lauren's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong, recognizable brand in classic fashion, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Ralph Lauren, the focus on classic fashion and brand preservation provides a unique value proposition in the fashion and retail sector.
To sum up, Ralph Lauren Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Ralph Lauren's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.